Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus unto the church of the Thessalonians, which is in God the Father and in the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be unto you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 1. A second epistle is also addressed to the church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, 2 Thessalonians 1, verse 1. There is only one church located in the city of Thessalonica. The Apostle Paul addresses a single body of believers in this location. The writings of this apostle are insistent upon one body, or one church. But now are they many members, yet but one body, 1 Corinthians 12:20. Many argue that the members represent the various religious denominations that exist in our religious culture. However, this cannot be true because Paul is teaching that these members are various individuals who possess various talents that must be used in unison for the glory of Jesus Christ. The many religious bodies of our time certainly are not united. We differ on entrance into the body, the worship of the body, and the organization of the body. With many religious groups, we only see dissent and confusion. To the Ephesian saints, Paul wrote, "There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Ephesians 4, 4 through 6. When this divine plan of God is followed, there will only be one body of believers in any location. The scriptures know nothing of the many religious names and doctrines that captivate the hearts of many today. You simply cannot find authority in scripture for a multitude of religious beliefs. When believers in God and Jesus Christ follow only the Bible, they will come to know the beauty of the one church, which is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. God planned for the establishment of a single house. When the Spirit spoke by the prophet, "The Lord's house shall be established," Isaiah 2, verse 2. Jesus promised to build but a single church when he promised to his disciples, "I will build my church," Matthew 16, 18. God has but a single household where all believers become one in Jesus Christ. "Ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God," Ephesians 2, 19. God and Christ work together in harmony for the salvation of believers in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth, 1 Timothy 3:15. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.